This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories of the diverse rainbow communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9, this is the Worldwide Wrap.
And we start off tonight, not in a country, but the organisation that represents all countries, the UN. United Nations Human Rights Council adopted a resolution to renew the mandate of the independent expert on protection against violence and discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity.
What a mouthful.
Yes. It is known.
Basically, this is the person who champions rainbow rights at the United Nations level.
Yeah.
And it's been going since 2016, I think, it first started.
Yes. So they want an extension. So in a critical vote, the resolution was adopted by 23 in favour and 17 against and 7 abstaining. I'm annoyed. I always get annoyed with those abstainers. It's like sitting on the fence.
Well, I found that in looking at who voted where, I found it really, there's some really interesting ones in there. So you get the usual characters who voted against a lot of African countries.
Yes.
A lot of the European countries voted for. India abstained, which surprised me a little bit.
They have been abstaining from a few of these human rights such decisions of recent years. So I'm not overly surprised by India. They don't seem to want to make decisions on these. It's a little bit irritating.
And then going the other way, because I thought India would go positive, Poland abstained, and I thought they would go negative.
Yes.
With their current attacks on LGBT groups.
Could this be, though, because you look at Ukraine, yes. Could it be the events in Ukraine having an influence on Russia, on Poland's, realising, well, we need to kind of, well, I mean, they abstained, they didn't vote, but maybe they're starting to step back from their rather aggressive.
And Cuba voted yes. That's significant as well.
Of every Latin American country represented here in this list voted yes. So there's definitely a pattern there. So even country that's not exactly got a gold record, Honduras, voted yes. So yeah. So basically this creates a new mandate for... basically renewing this...
the expert for another 3 years.
This vital role that they help to promote. They're sort of like a sort of a someone who helps to facilitate
yes.
and dialogue between the UN or the range of UN organisations and the countries.
And just raise issues. So when issues come up at the United Nations, the UN itself can say, go away and give us some, some knowledgeable input into the discussion on discrimination or on same-sex rights or things like that. So very important. There were those countries that voted against tried to put up some amendments, and 12 of the 13 amendments were knocked out as well. So some positive things coming from the United Nations.
Now,
across to Russia. Positive to the absolute negative. Yes. Russian lawmakers have proposed extending the country's existing gay propaganda laws to include people of all ages. So the original laws, which came in by Vladimir Putin in 2013, banned any promotion of non-traditional sexual relations to minors. So it was all about who's looking after the kids. This is proposing, what they're proposing to take to their parliament, is that you can't talk about anything to do with LGBT people at all.
So, I mean, this is what everyone always fears, isn't it? And it's what we fear, coming out of the US after the Roe versus Wade regression, that we now start to see things peel back. And this is exactly what, people have feared for years. And there's a great quote here that from one activist in Russia who says that she's now looking to leave Russia like a lot, but we don't know if tomorrow we're going to wake up in a world where it's back to before the 1990s, where LGBT plus relations were punishable by law and criminalized again.
The extent they're looking at coverage too is so what they're calling propaganda, offline media outlets, the internet, just the broad internet, social media, as well as cinema theatres, they want to cover under this law. So it's like Wow.
So basically we're going to be looking at, like, in, you know, Qatar and Saudi Arabia, where whole swaths of films have to be edited and not allowed, like the,
yes,
the Disney film recently.
Cutting out a same-sex kiss, yes, if you want to show, like, it. And
it really is back to the...
And the language they're using, attempts to impose alien values on our society have failed. Oh. It's like, oh...
I think we've heard that one before, haven't we?
So, not good news. It's not in yet, but they are certainly talking about it at the moment.
Yes. So...
Cross to the UK.
Some better news. So, basically, it's somewhat related to what our Spain story was tonight. So, a bill has been introduced in the House of Lords to legalise same-sex marriages in British overseas territories, where they are currently banned. So, this is a weird sort of scenario in where, while Britain has of course made that momentous decision some years back, overseas territories were exempt from this. So
we're talking here Bermuda,
yep,
Cayman Islands, Anguilla, British Virgin Islands, Montserrat,
which I still don't know where that is,
and Turks and Cocos Islands.
Turks and Cocos Islands, one of my favourite names when they come out in the Olympics, because I always go, what a weird little name. I shouldn't say that. A cute little name. So it'll seek to introduce equal civil marriages for same-sex, of course, different-sex couples. So currently anyone who's got a marriage recognised in the UK doesn't have it recognised in these islands. So this was a legal wrong, as I said, that needed to be corrected.
And it's come after the UK Privy Council, the highest court, denied a marriage equality case to Cayman Islands and Bermuda in 2022. So, again, this is where the courts haven't brought in a change, and it's gone through the parliament, or going through the parliamentary processes.
Yeah. It doesn't necessarily mean straight away that all these, you know, that these islands are going to, because it will now, what it does is basically passes it over to them to make their own decision. So, you know, while it is a great step, and, you know, I'm sure, I like to think that these islands, these territories will now one by one align themselves with
the motherland.
The motherland. We're still yet to see that necessarily okay. But good news nonetheless.
And in brief, in the USA, Disneyland's social media accounts have been hacked with obscene, racist and homophobic posts.
In the UAE, just as I mentioned before, Amazon hides LGBTQ+ products after caving to government threats.
And Slovenia's constitutional court has ruled in favour of same-sex adoption and marriage. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.